Title: Building Tension Before the Drop Beginner. Alright, let's build tension before a drum and bass drop in Ableton Live, using a simple, repeatable workflow you can reuse in pretty much any track. The big idea is this. Tension isn't just add a razor and get louder. Real, professional-sounding tension comes from controlled changes in energy. We're going to increase density, increase brightness, increase space, and add just a little instability. Then we're going to remove energy right before the drop so the drop hits harder. By the end, you'll have a classic 16-bar build, then a 1-bar pre-drop moment, and the drop will feel inevitable. First, set up the section in arrangement view. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. If you're not sure, pick 174. That's a sweet spot for a lot of DNB. Now decide where your drop is. For this example, let's say the drop starts at bar 33. That means our build will run from bar 17 up to bar 33. 16 bars of build, and then we land. Quick mindset, we're arranging first. Sound design is cool, but arrangement is where tension becomes obvious. If the structure is right, even basic sounds will feel exciting. Next, let's make a clean workspace, a dedicated build effects group. Create 3 MIDI tracks and 1 audio track. Name them something you'll instantly understand. Riser, noise sweep, snare build, and then an audio track for impacts, vox, or random effects. Now select those 4 tracks and group them. Name the group build effects. This is a beginner pro tip. Grouping early makes automation easier later. You can automate the whole build as one thing while still having control inside. Now we'll build the 3 core layers, starting with the riser synth. On your riser track, load Ableton's Wavitable. Choose something bright. Basic shapes is totally fine. Set oscillator 1 to a saw-like wave. Then turn on unison, maybe 3 to 5 voices. Keep it tasteful. Too much unison gets messy and can start sounding like a trance lead, not tension. Now check the amp envelope. Give it a tiny bit of attack, around 50 to 150 milliseconds, just so it doesn't click. Give it a release, maybe 300 to 800 milliseconds, so it tails off naturally. In the MIDI clip, draw 1 long note that lasts the entire 16 bars. Pick a note that sits above your subarea, like A2 or A3. We're not trying to write a melody here. We're building a pressure layer. Now the key move. Pitch rise. You can do this with pitch bend automation, or by automating Wavitable's transpose. The classic move is 0 to plus 12 semitones across the 16 bars. 1 octave rise, super standard, and it works. Now add a device chain. After Wavitable, add auto filter, then echo, then reverb, then utility. Here's why. Filter controls brightness, echo adds motion, reverb adds size, and utility gives you simple gain and width. Let's automate the riser so it evolves. On auto filter, use a low pass filter. Start the cutoff low, like 200 to 400 Hz. That makes it feel muffled and distant at the beginning. Then automate it to open up to around 8 to 12 kHz by the end. That revealing brightness is one of the cleanest ways to create tension without just cranking volume. On reverb, start the dry/wet low, around 10%. Then push it up to maybe 35 to 50% as you approach the drop. You're literally increasing space, which reads as bigger energy. And on utility, do a gentle gain ramp. 2 to 5 dB over the whole 16 bars is enough. Watch your meters. Tension doesn't mean clipping. Cool. That's your tonal bed. Next, let's add a noise sweep. This is what makes the build feel urgent, like air moving. On your noise sweep track, the fastest method is Wavitable again. Turn oscillator 1 down, turn noise up, then add auto filter after it. Set auto filter to band pass. Band pass is amazing for sweeps because it emphasizes a moving whoosh band instead of just getting brighter in a flat way. Increase resonance to medium high, not self-oscillating, just enough to make the sweep speak. Then automate the cutoff moving from low mid up to high over the 16 bars. After the filter, add auto pan. Keep it subtle. Amount around 10 to 25%, slow rate like half note, 1 bar, or even 2 bars. The point isn't to wobble the listener's head off, it's just to add movement so it feels alive. Then add a reverb, but keep it controlled. Noise plus reverb can get harsh fast, so if it starts hissing painfully, we'll fix it later with EQ. So now we've got tunnel rise and air pressure. Now the backbone. The snare build. This is the part that screams drop incoming in drum and bass. On the snare build track, load simpler in one-shot mode and pick a tight snare or rim snare layer. Don't pick a huge EDM clap. You want something that can get fast without turning into white noise. Now program a density ramp. We'll do it in stages so the listener feels progression. For the first few bars, like bars 17 to 21, Place one snare hit per bar on beat 3. That's super common in DNB builds. It plants the expectation. Then bars 21 to 25, go to 2 hits per bar, like beats 2 and 4. Then bars 25 to 29, move into 8th notes. You'll hear it start to push. Then bars 29 to 33, go into 16th notes. But here's the important part. Don't make it a perfect machine gun. Add a couple gaps, drop a hit occasionally, and vary velocities so some hits are ghost notes, quieter, like they're pulling the groove forward rather than just slamming. That little human feel is tension. Robotic rolls are predictable. Groove feels dangerous. Now processing. Add EQ 8 first and high pass the snare build around 150 to 250 Hz. This matters because low end in the build steals punch from the drop. Keep the low end boring on purpose. Then add saturator. Turn on soft clip. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB, depending on your sample. We want it to bite without getting crunchy. Optional. Drum bus if you want a bit more smack. But don't overdo it. Then add reverb, and automate it. Start small, 5 to 10% dry slash wet, then increase it up to maybe 25 to 40% toward the end. This audio version is shortened for playback.